Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. So today I want to talk about something that came up in a circle that I'm in with the divine Miss Kelly Brown. And it's something I've been thinking about a lot lately. I went through just a little glitch. You know, things have been going really awesomely for me. Lately, I'm speaking at Atlanta later this year for She Podcast Live, like the biggest conference for women podcasters in the world. And I'm going to be speaking there. Whoa, it's going to be amazing. I'm also speaking at Wild Success, which is happening in Byron in June. I've got a link if anyone's interested in joining me there with Denise Duffield-Thomas and Catherine Hocking and Nicole Gibson, who you will have heard on Make Some Noise if you listen to the ep from a few weeks ago now. So it's going to be a rad event too. So if you want to come to Byron and hang with me and, you know, go to this incredible event, then hit me up and I'll hook you up with a ticket. You'd have to pay, but I can hook you up. So it's called Wild Success. So anyway, so all of this is going on. I've been working with some really incredible women one-on-one with my coaching and or guidance or whatever we want to call it. And we're going to be bringing in like a bit of a group element to that, which feels really fun. And I also am, you know, been working with some really incredible people on their podcasts lately. And I've got some more clients coming in later this month. So things are really going well, but there was just this, you know, cash flow crisis going on. And if you've been around here for a long time, you will know that I am no stranger to a good old cash flow crisis. But this one hasn't had the same emotional impact on me, you know, like I used to there was just this sense of dread. And now I know it's just like totally temporary. So I'm not going to allow myself to get like bogged into it. I'm not going to allow myself to like create madly something out of desperation. I'm just going to trust and keep showing up, of course. But, you know, trust that the opportunities are coming, and they are. So that's all been going on, and there's a lot of reasons why. The election, you know, most of my clients on the other side of my business are corporates, and before an election, business, it does have an impact on business, which I find so strange, and I thought was bullshit back when I was in, you know, working as a sales rep, and I would go around and people would be like, oh, retail's dead right now because of the election, and I'd be like, fuck off. You've always got something to whinge about, some reason why it's dead, you know? But it really is, like business really is impacted by an election, which seems so strange, but anyway, so that has, and Easter. So, you know, there was a bit of kind of quietness on that side of the business, which was kind of freaking me out, but it's not really to the extent that it used to. Anyway, so this little glitch in my cash flow had raised this question for me, which is, what am I available for? You know, am I available right now for more money to be flowing my way? Am I available to create something new to get the cash flow happening? Am I, like, what am I available for? And it just made me think about, like, really think about what I am available for. Because I've just come out of this period, which has been amazing, but I was so fucking busy, you know, and it was overwhelming. Moving retreat, moving house, you know, all of the new clients that I took on at the same time as my house move. And then school holidays, you know, I was at capacity. Like, I felt like I was at capacity. So therefore, then I'm not available. You know, I'm not energetically available for more if I'm feeling like I'm at capacity. You know, we're not energetically available for more clients if when one signs on, we freak out that they're going to be taking up space. So I guess that's the question that we need to be asking ourselves. Like, what are we making ourselves available for? And this has two elements to it as well. So what are we making ourselves available for energetically? You know, so how do we feel when, you know, when we're looking to create something, when we're taking on new clients? Like, if life is feeling, if work, if business is feeling like an obligation or a duty, then we're not available for more of it. You know, we can say, I want to be more social, but then when we get an invite to something social, have like a internal reaction to it, then we're not available for it. And I think it's good just to know that, have that awareness, because maybe it's actually not something that you want. Maybe it's something that you think you want. So there's that side of things. But then there's also like figuring out what you are available for in a business sense, right? So, and what you're not available for. And this is something that I've spent the last little while really exploring and seeing how things feel and then figuring out what I'm available for. And it is, you know, I actually have a list on my website of things that I'm available for now. Speaking gigs, podcast guest interviews, one-on-one work with people, whether that's podcasting or coaching, retreats. I am open to running more retreats, whether they be a group one that I kind of run or whether it be a private retreat. If you want to go away for a weekend with me and work on your shit together, I'm available for that. I'm available to run workshops. And yeah, that's what I'm available for right now. So I guess what I want to invite you to do is have a think about what you are available for. And what you think you might be available for, like, just have a look at it, right? Like, what are you available for? What is the work that you most want to be doing in the world? What do you feel really aligned with? And make a list of the things that you are available for. And then have a think on the other side, like, what are you saying you're available for, but maybe looking deeper into why maybe you're not quite open to it. Just having a look at how it is currently showing up in your life, if it is, and how it is feeling when it does. Just like really diving into this idea of what you are available for. Physically what you're available for, and energetically what you're available for. Because here's the thing, right? often, and I know plenty of other people do this, not just me, I think that I'm available for more than I am. So I'll start something and I'll be like, you know, there are 12 spots available for this. But energetically, I am not actually available for 12 spots. It's just not energetically, there's not enough space. And so I get 4 and I'm disappointed because I didn't get 12, but I'm really only energetically available for 4. So I've been given what I'm available for. So, and then it's actually worked out well, right? Because say I've taken on the 4 and I've realized halfway through, oh, this actually isn't really what I thought it was going to be. And it might not be, I might not be available for this ongoing. This might be it because it's not really juicing me up. It's not really, you know, jazz hands worthy. So sometimes we feel disappointed when the universe doesn't meet our expectations, but actually it's for a higher purpose. Because there's work for us to do. Or there's a bigger plan in place and we're heading somewhere we can't even really imagine yet. So as usual, I guess this just comes down to acceptance, right? Like accepting where you're at, accepting what's happening, and inquiry, curiosity, like looking at, yeah, what am I available for? Do I want to be, like, are the things that you are available for what you actually want to be available for? Or are there other things that are more important to you that you want to be available for and you're not currently? You know, it might be that you want to be more available to your family and less available to your clients. You know, once you have that awareness of what you do want to be available for and what you do not want to be available for, then you can make some changes. But until that point, we're just going to get frustrated when the world isn't lining up with our expectations of, you know, what we're available for. And also this kind of like checking what you're available for and what you're not available for really helps us to set boundaries and to set you know, parameters around the work that we do. So, yeah. What are you available for? What are you not available for? And what do you want to be available for? All right. That's it from me. Peace out. Okay, so I wasn't quite finished, right? On this what am I available for thing, I was just walking along and I was thinking about, like, this doesn't have to be like in a business sense, right? Like, what are you available for? For example, you can desperately want to be validated by people, you know, like as in, you know, have people compliment you, for example, but then you may, and I'm just speaking from my own experience, right? You may be actually deflecting those compliments. You may be deflecting the validation. So this is not just about like what are you energetically available for when it comes to like money and business. It's like, what are you energetically available for? What do you want that you're not currently getting that you could check in to see how available you really are? You know, so for example, on like a small example on the money side of things would be, you say you're available for money, but then you go out for lunch with a friend and she says, I'll pay, and you know, basically hip and shoulder her to get to the till so you can pay. or you slip a 20 in her bag when she's not looking just to, like, you know, pay your way, well, then you're not actually available. You're not actually energetically available for money because you're saying no to it. Saying no to wonderful gifts that are being offered to you. Say yes to it. Make yourself energetically available for that shit. It's the same with, like, compliments, right? So are you actually energetically available to love and connection? Do you deflect when people have nice words to you? Are you, like, do you feel yourself, when someone comes in for a hug, are you, like, turned into, like, an awkward stone? Like a dead fish kind of just standing there with someone hugging you and you're kind of like, ugh. Then you're not energetically open to love. So check in and have a think about the things that you want in life and how you're showing up in the little moments. Because it's the little moments add up to the big moments. If you're energetically available, if you're energetically unavailable for a hug or a compliment or for someone to pay your way, how can you be energetically open to when the universe is giving you way bigger opportunities and, you know, way, way more than that little piece, you know? So it's like, you want to be famous. Well, how energetically open to that are you? Because you're not if you're, you know, like not allowing yourself to be seen or you're uncomfortable when the spotlight's on you. Then you're not energetically available for it. Check in. Check in and see what you are available for and what you are not and how that lines up with your bigger, you know, not bigger dreams, but the bigger aspirations in life. Or the bigger things. All right. That is really it. Go check yourself. How available are you? Peace.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.